Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview today. Over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center, and we're going to deliver this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, this is really timely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fair to say we're finally breaking out of that little boring streak we had. No snow. We were sitting in low to moderate danger, and kind of it feels like out of nowhere we are about to be hit with a massive storm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Things have been really fairly quiet. Minor avalanche activity here and there. Lots of weak snow around, but it just hasn't been doing anything. And this storm is going to load snow on top of those weak layers. It's kind of like trying to balance a cement block on top of potato chips, and it's going to overload those weak layers and make avalanches much, much more likely to be triggered by people.
So let's talk about this storm for a second. We were talking a little bit off the air, but you're estimating probably about 8 to 12 inches of snow during the storm.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a reasonable amount to expect. And like I was saying, if I'm wrong, it potentially could be more. It looks like a fairly decent amount of snow moving in to begin with from the southwest, and then things shift around a little bit more northwest, and the storm will continue into Saturday. And it looks kind of windy during this storm as well. So, you know, additional snow plus wind, you know, that wind drifts a lot of snow and can deposit it into huge drifts. So this is going to be a fairly significant event.
Yeah, and that's something that you hit on a few weeks ago, is the impact that wind can have on avalanche danger. So mixing that with a snowstorm, it's bound to cause some chaos. So over the past few weeks, the Manti skyline's been sitting in that low to moderate danger range. What is it expected to jump to this weekend with the storm?
Yeah, good question. We are most likely going to hit high danger by Saturday morning. Most likely there will be avalanche warnings issued through the National Weather Service, so folks will probably see that in some different media outlets. And again, high danger. I'm just urging folks to use extreme caution out there during and after the storm, because even after the storm's done, we can see avalanches happen because of all this loose, sugary snow. It's just not going to go away yet. So I'm just urging folks to use extreme caution. This stuff's already killed 4 people here in the state of Utah this season, and it's nothing to monkey around with. This loose, sugary snow, when it forms, it's the worst thing for backcountry recreationalists. It makes no difference what kind of recreation you're doing out there, skis, snowboards, snowmobiles. When this stuff is present, all you can do is avoid steep slopes.
And we've been seeing a lot of that around the state, like you said. There's been a few where luckily they've been able to rescue the people, but overall it feels like when people get caught in these avalanches, the situation can be pretty bleak.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. It's tricky business. These things will release on this sugary, weak facet of snow when you least expect it. So, you know, the signs are there. That weak snow is present. We're going to overload it. And so, you know, even if you get out there and you look around and it looks like beautiful, stable conditions, that is not necessarily the case. You look into the snowpack and there's weak snow in there, and that stuff can release long after you think it's not going to. So dangerous situation for us.
And then kind of looking at some of those warning signs, what are some of the things people should be looking for in order to avoid causing these human-caused avalanches?
Yeah, great question. So the first thing is, probably the most important thing is to check that daily avalanche forecast to get an idea of what to expect when you're going out there. This forecast that I put out is updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. So this will give you a heads up on what kind of conditions we have and what to look out for. But once you get out there, the first thing you look for, how much new snow? Did we receive a lot of new snow? Has the wind been blowing? Can you see drifts coming off the tops of the peaks or ridges? When when you see those drifts, that means snow is getting transported and it's landing and building up slabs and drifts on the lee sides of those terrain features. So that's a big clue as well. When you're traveling around out there, listen for whooping. This is when the snowpack actually collapses underneath you. It makes a loud whooping noise. And this is that loose, sugary facet of snow that you've just disturbed enough to make the entire snowpack drop a little bit. It's a very unnerving sensation when you have that happen. And then also look for cracking. Cracking within the new snow often indicates unstable conditions as well. So those are a number of obvious clues to look for. And also, I almost forgot to mention the most obvious clue. If you see any avalanches, that is a big red flag. If you see avalanches, that means most likely you could see more avalanches. So there's a whole bunch of stuff for folks to look out for when you get up into the high country.
And then with this big snowstorm coming in, if we are to return to kind of our more the conditions we've been seeing over the course of this winter so far, how long do you think it would take for that danger level to lower back from high down to closer to that low to moderate range?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's going to really depend on what kind of weather we see. I could see the danger start to taper off perhaps into midweek a little bit. It's just going to depend on how much snow we get, how much wind, and avalanche activity we see over the weekend. But we call these weak layers persistent weak layers, and that's because they can persist for a long period of time. And we're definitely not to the point where these things are going to be healed up and we're satisfied that the snowpack is going to be stable. It's going to be an issue for some time to come.
And if people are trying to brave the high country during this storm or a little bit afterwards, is there anything you'd want to say specifically to them to kind of keep them safe as they try and brave these conditions?
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is to avoid steep slopes right now. And that means not only being on steep slopes, but being below steep slopes. With these faceted, sugary, weak layers, you can trigger avalanches from a distance. So that means if you're on flat terrain and there's a steep slope above you, you could trigger that and an avalanche comes down from the steep slope and buries you on the lower angle slope below. So you want to make sure you avoid being on and being out from underneath steep slopes. That's really the only 100% sure way to stay safe this weekend.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, again, I'm just urging people to use caution. You know, this is probably going to be the most significant storm we've seen since Christmas, and plenty of weak snow out there. Again, it's like a concrete block on top of potato chips. So I think folks can understand how that doesn't work very well. So just use caution out there. There's plenty of low-angle terrain for folks to go out and recreate in, and that's what we need to do right now. So you can go out there and have fun, but just stick to low-angle terrain.
Well, Brett, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center with this weekend's avalanche forecast. For a more up-to-date forecast as the weekend goes on, you can visit utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.